So, welcome to the Nature Connection Show. My name is Sarah Turner. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and I'm delighted to welcome my guest today, a lovely lady called Shelley Sishton. Shelley is a kindred spirit of mine, as she is a flower and vibrational essence practitioner and producer. So, welcome to the show, Shelley.
Thank you, Sarah. It's lovely to be here with you.
Isn't it? Isn't it? I sense that we're going to share some really empowering information today about just how amazing flower essences can be and how life-changing they can be, as we both know ourselves from personal experience. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with flower essences, because I know from your background that you weren't a likely
That's
person
right.
if we were to look at it from in a just sort of pure clinical sense.
Absolutely, yes. Back in 1995, when flower essences first came into my life, if you'd have projected me forward to where I am now, I'd have laughed at you and walked away. In 1995, my husband Ian and I were going through our third round of IVF, having tried for a family for 6 years, 7 years before that, gone through all the standard medical tests, in fact every medical test there was to have in terms of trying for a family in those days. And coming to the end of the journey, I felt, because we got a strong hint of that from our practitioner in University College London at the time, he turned round to us and said, "Well, I can see that this stage isn't going to work, so really it's the end of the journey for you. You might as well give up." At the age of 33, as I was then, and Ian was 35, and already having explored the route of adoption through our local health authorities, we were told we were too old at that age to adopt a young baby, which had been our intention. We felt that it was a bit of a kick in the teeth to be told that there was nothing else that we could do, and strongly focused and had all my belief placed in the medical world at the time, I felt there was no other option. My world began to collapse. My body was also collapsing at the time. I had repeated colds. If there was the slightest hint of flu around, I was the first one to get it. And my back also caved in. My lower spine collapsed on me. And it seemed that even my GP had given up on me, saying, "Well, you better take painkillers for the rest of your life because that's all there is to do." And I said, "But I'm walking with a limp. I've got this pain that goes down my right leg." And he said, "No, that's it. There's nothing else we can do for you." So I really felt like a failure all round. The only thing that was going well was my career in advertising at the time. By then, I was a board director of a very large London advertising agency. And it was at that time that a very close friend of mine had been exploring things in the alternative medical world. I say alternative because it's not the word that I use now at all. And knowing that he was exploring these different things, he and I were having a conversation one day about life, the universe, and everything, and he said, "Well, why don't you try some flower essences?" And I said, "Flower essences? What are they?" And he said, "Well, if I make you up a little bottle, you try it and you let me know how you feel." And I said, "Well, what are they?" "Their energy in a bottle," was his reply. Well, a look of sheer horror probably overcame my face, and at the same time he handed me a book on Australian bush flower essences by Ian White. Being born in Australia, he perhaps thought that the connection might spur me into something of interest, and something in him also knew that my intellect, which needed everything to be proved and every fact to be justified, and that was due to my scientific background. I studied science at university, and my interest in science has continued and paid off to bring me into a place of doing research with essences now, but I'll come on to that. My questioning at the time was partly pacified by reading the book on flower essences and taking this little bottle of drops away with me. There was something in me that I couldn't help but notice, this spark of curiosity, this spark of interest. And it coincided with a trip we were making to Australia to go and see friends and relatives to get over being such a failure in life and the IVF not working and me not working in terms of my body letting me down. And on our trip to Australia, we stopped off in Hong Kong to see some Chinese friends, and we hadn't told many people about trying for a family at the time because it was something that felt very personal to us, but also because we hadn't succeeded, there was no news to tell people of being able to conceive or the prospect of being pregnant. So it felt very personal and something to keep to ourselves. So telling these friends in Hong Kong felt safe because they weren't in the country, for one thing, but obviously there was part of me that was guided to do that. Because the friend said, well, come and see our family doctor. She's a Chinese medical doctor and she happens to specialize in fertility. Oh, I said, feeling very uncomfortable. Okay, I'll do that. Feeling obliged to do it, really, because I didn't want to upset my friends. Going along the back streets then in Kowloon, feeling increasingly nervous as I was led into this tiny little room, met by a lovely little Chinese lady nodding and smiling at me. She didn't speak a word of English, so my Hong Kong friend had to translate for the next hour everything about my physical and emotional well-being, everything about my cycle, everything personal about me that I found interesting to share through him to someone else. And then this lovely doctor proceeded to touch my wrists. I know now she was taking my pulses. She looked at my tongue and she proceeded to tell me everything about my own body and my own life that had taken thousands of pounds to do through my university college practitioner in London and countless other doctors. And I was sitting there with my mouth wide open thinking, how can she know this about me? She's done nothing except look at my tongue and listen to me and to listen to my pulses on my wrist. So cut a few years of a long story short, I then came back to England on her recommendation with some herbs and found a medical practitioner in London, a Chinese medical practitioner who just happened to specialize in fertility treatment as well, and proceeded to have a course of acupuncture with her and Chinese medical herbs at the same time as continuing to take, I'm sure again out of politeness because I didn't want to upset my friend, to take bottles of flower essences from him. It was about 6 months down the road when my friend who'd been giving me the flower essences said, so do you notice any difference? How are you feeling now? And I said, well, to be honest, I'm not pregnant, so they're obviously not working, and I don't really notice anything. And he said, well, what about those headaches you used to talk about? And I said, well, yes, I did used to have headaches, didn't I? Quite a lot of them. And he said, does that mean you're not having as many of them, or are you still having them? And I thought, well, actually, no, I'm not having as many of them, but what's that got to do with the essences that you were giving me? You were giving me stuff to get pregnant, and I'm not pregnant, so they're not working, are they? It also coincided 6 months on with Ian White making a trip to England, the producer of the Bushflower Essences, and I was curious enough by that time, having read his book, to actually go along to one of his courses. And I have to say that that was probably a eureka moment for me. Meeting a fellow Australian is always a joy for me. I was born there in 1960, but brought over here when I was just a year old, so I grew up in England, but still feel a strong connection to Australia. So having someone who I felt I could talk with about Australia was exciting for me. So I went along to his course, and I was mesmerized, I have to say, by things that he had to say about flowers, about nature, But most importantly, things he hinted at about the science of essences. I began to come across books through this friend of mine who'd introduced me to essences by Deepak Chopra on quantum healing. And that began to open my mind to new possibilities of science at the same time as reading a book that was quite new on the market in the late 1990s by a lady called Louise Hay. Quite a lot of people know about her now. And her book, You Can Heal Your Life, and the connection that she was making between what we think, what we feel, and what happens in our physical body was something that was challenging the horizons of my mind as well. And as I know now in life, when things start to open up, if you're willing to follow and walk through the doors, one thing began to lead to another. I'd been seeing an osteopath about my back, and was beginning to notice a change in pain levels there. I began to see a reflexologist. I began to do Pilates, and all of these things back in the 1990s were very left of field. They're taken for granted now, and it does show just a short time on how life has progressed and how things become more accepted. And I feel that my own journey has been supported massively and doors opened for me because of, and all credit to, flower essences. These little drops that one puts into a bottle that my friend so eloquently introduced as energy in a bottle are just that. And it's essences that have helped me dissolve so many long-held and very archaic patterns of rigid structure, of rigid thinking, of closed-mindedness, and opened me up into completely new ways of thinking, new ways of being. And from that moment with Ian White, it sparked an interest into study flower essences, which led me onto a course with Claire Harvey and her international flower essence course, which I studied over 2 years, then set myself up as a practitioner in flower essences, working with people from the year 2001. And that followed into one thing began to snowball very, things began to snowball very quickly then from the time I set up in practice. Throughout my course with Claire, I was still freelancing in advertising. By the time I started her course, I'd left my job in London to thinking that might help me along with everything else that I was exploring and everything else that I was doing for myself. I thought it might give me more space to be less stressed and more time to let conception happen naturally. And what I can look back on now and see that was happening at the time was I was actually conceiving myself and giving space, if you like, for my own natural pregnancy, of my own natural self to be born. Mm. Again, with the support of essences. And my practice at the time began to evolve very quickly from listening, from just people coming to see me and me going into my knowledge of essences to listen very intuitively and almost not giving anybody any solutions or any answers themselves, but listening with a new level of listening. I was aware of that, and this is where I feel essences, what essences helped me do and where they guided me to, was helping me listen with a level of intuition. Even that word seems too small for what I know I was doing or where I know I was being led, to listen to people at a soul level and to then bring in essences that allowed them the possibility and the opportunity to dissolve their own holdly patterns, to dissolve frequencies of energies that had become rigid patterns in themselves, so that they could also feel the reconnection with what I now teach people as the essence of themselves. So my early years of practice not only allowed myself to grow in the way that I began to work with essences, but by this time I'd stopped my freelance work in advertising to dedicate my life, as it felt at the time, dedicate my life to essences. They'd become my complete passion, as they are still and always will be, and fascination. And I can look back and see that my evolution with essences and my interest with them was coinciding with a global evolution and consciousness, that my fascination for science was being fueled and supported with the likes of Dr. Richard Gerber and his book, you know, Energy Medicine for the 21st Century. And along comes a scientist called James Oshman, who wrote a book. His first book was Energy Medicine, The Science of Energy Medicine. And along comes Dr. Bruce Lipton, who rewrites biology, and his book, The Biology of Belief. And all of these things I began to tie together, and a film came out called The Secret, and there were lots of quantum physicists who were featured on that, in that original film, talking about the possibilities of science opening up. And I could see exactly where essences were fitting into this, because energy in a bottle, again, is a very apt and simple description for what essences are. Essences are the quantum mind of nature in a bottle. They are nature's intelligence in a bottle. There's so many ways that the words of nature in a bottle, nature's music, nature's notes in a bottle, there's so many different ways that I see essences and that I can describe them. But I really do feel that what essences brought me was a complete, which is, if anything is complete while we're in physical form, an ongoing, I'll rephrase that to say, an ongoing relationship with my own inner nature, my soul consciousness, my higher consciousness. There, again, there's many different names and many different ways of describing the essence of ourselves. And I feel that essences are this incredible intelligence. And what they do, in the words of Dr. Bark, is they don't give us anything, Dr. Bark being the forefather or the modern father of flower essences. They are in fact very ancient medicines that have been on the planet since its own conception. What I feel essences do is, as Dr. Bark said, they don't give us anything we haven't got already. They are reminding us of our own magnificence. They are reminding us of the incredible possibilities, the incredible capacity we have as humans to exist as nature does. The mind of nature, which we can see when we just look out the window at nature every day, is there unfolding before us. Nature does things in her own time, in her own wisdom, and in her own way, and sits there patiently waiting for us to remember that that is the essence of us as well. That is the essence of who we are, to allow things to unfold naturally, beautifully and magically, but also to remember the sheer scale of who we are.
Thank you, Shelley. Yeah, so it's a beautiful, beautiful story that you're sharing with us there, and thank you for doing that, because I think it's sometimes so important for people to hear that essences are actually very well grounded and well rooted, and that they do have their roots are in through science, through energy medicine.
Yes, very much so. There is so much that the world is evolving at a very rapid pace. We all know that and we all feel that. The great thing for essences is that as science evolves and equipment becomes more sophisticated, then it's beginning to give credence to things that were only 20, we only have to go back less than 20 years ago, 1995 when I first came across essences. Well, that's 18 years ago, is such rapid change in that time in the world of science allows things that were once deemed as woo-woo or out there or impossible to be possible. We once thought, people used to think the world was flat and it's taken for granted that it's round. And people used to think that no particle could move faster than the speed of light. And yet only a year ago, we find the possibility that something does exist, that there are particles that move faster than the speed of light. So things that were once impossible are now becoming possible. So energy in a bottle, which vastly oversimplifies the quantum nature of essences, and actually what an essence is, it is the mind of nature through the vehicle of water. Nature allows itself to be imprinted in water, and again, there's science that gives credence to the fact that water holds memory, that the very structure of water is affected by what we think and what we feel through the work of Japanese scientist Dr. Masaru Emoto. So again, things that we thought were impossible are becoming possible. And what essences do is lead us forward. I feel that they are very much future medicines that for those that want to open, are able to open their minds to them. And my mind was opened through working with essences. And simply, essences are nature's mind that we're reconnecting with. So if we allow ourselves to reconnect with nature's mind, which perhaps has no limits to it, then we recognize that aspect in ourselves, that we ourselves have no limits. We ourselves are quantum beings. So Einstein was one of the first people in the 20th century, in the early 20th century, to come up with the concept and then prove the fact that energy and matter are interchangeable, E equals MC squared. So it's entirely possible that bringing essences into our own beings allows the energy of nature to interchange with our own physical matter, so that again we remind ourselves that yes, we are one and the same as nature. So if we're one and the same as nature, then there is every likelihood that we are as limitless as nature, and we have the infinite possibilities of flowing as nature does, and observing how whatever we do to nature, and there is a lot that we are responsible for or have been irresponsible for in terms of how we have dealt with the nature of our planet in the last 100 years, especially in terms of the pollution, not only from chemicals, but from electromagnetism, from the new machinery, from the science that we impart on this body of nature, this planet that is a physical body in itself. That everything we do to nature very patiently and very kindly and very lovingly allows it to happen, and then magically, or perhaps not so magically, very naturally allows everything to rebalance.
And I think your own story
In
is a, is a lovely example of that.
thank you. I can get carried away here, Sarah. The other aspect of essences is to bring us all to a place of lightness. The world has got a very heavy place, and let us all remember that. It sounds flippant to say at times when we witness our planet in chaos that we're here to have joy, we're here to have fun. There is an aspect of ourselves, the very essence of us, the core of us knows that. And part of where I'm led every day in my reconnection and my joy of working with essences and my great pleasure in being able to work with people and engage people with essences is to remember the lightness of life, to remember that even in the darkest times, and our mind can lead us into some pretty dark spaces, that there is always hope. Look at, again, we only have to look outside our windows to see what's happened to nature and what we've done to the planet, and yet nature is still here, the planet's still here.
Yes.
There is an innateness, an intelligence in nature that is unfathomable in many ways, and yet is so obvious and simple that if we just take the time to listen and to observe and to follow, life is actually joyous and simple.
And what I hear from your story is that all that you've said is just extraordinary, and I'm sitting here listening to you, completely mesmerized myself, listening to the beauty of your words. But I'm keep being drawn back as well to where you first began talking to us today, and to the space that you where you were and the space where you are now, and how naturally that has unfolded, and how
indeed
beautifully the energy in the bottle that your friend offered you very gently, you know, just unhooked. And this is what it does for all of us. It's so profound yet so gentle, and those two
yes.
words often are kind of, we put them together, we do with vibrational medicine, we put them together, but they often, how can something so gentle be so profound, you know? It's
yes. Absolutely, because you know, way back then, I was looking to be fixed. Most of society, we know this as practitioners, is looking to be fixed.
Yeah.
We live in a 24/7, the pace of life is just speeding up. And one thing that was very important to me, and the consulting led my husband and I on to create a physical space for people to come to that was... we had it for 6 years. It was a country retreat center, but it was completely focused on educating people about essences, bringing awareness of essences out into the everyday world. And most importantly, it was giving people a space and peace and time to reconnect with nature and the essence of themselves. Sure, there were essences there that I used in practice, but sometimes the biggest healing moments were when people just had time to get away from technology and go and sit under a tree or go and sit with the flowers in the garden. And that's one thing that I know from my own journey with essences, almost having gone full circle of being able to explore the many different essences that and beautiful ranges of essences from all over the world. To this year, being brought back, I feel, by the nature in my garden and nature herself saying, there are no accidents in nature, and to wherever you find yourself in nature, come back to where you find yourself, and everything that you need is supplied to you on your doorstep. So I found myself this summer just walking around my garden, because we had the most beautiful summer here in England, and flowers seemed like they were singing their hearts out every day with the glorious sunshine that we had. I found myself just being guided to connect with certain flowers, and unusually for me, because I usually work with creating essences through a process of intention, so leaving everything in situ, but I was guided to pick just a few flowers, put them in water, and then to drink that water and to feel the energy that nature had imparted into that water that was then being introduced into my own being in that moment was simple, gentle, yet profound. And as you said yourself, Sarah, there are words that you don't generally put together in the English language, but that again is the intelligence of nature and what essences bring to us.
Yes, so you have come on, I was going to say full circle, and I will keep that word, but I also hear and feel the circles within the circles, you know, having your own journey, which is beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and you also coming full circle in your with your essences as well, for going out, as many of us do. Also has been my journey, going out looking at other ranges and still holding their magic within us, but also coming this summer, this was coming back to using essences for you, just for you in that moment.
Yes.
Not doing anything with them apart from being there now with the flowers.
Yes. And I feel that's where nature wants us to go to as if nature is saying it is simple. Everything we need, you know, medicines are only synthesized from molecular structures that exist already in nature. And to me, looking at the quantum aspect of essences, they hold those molecular structures at a different frequency other than physical. So, but yes, coming full circle, nature is calling to each and every one of us to just, wherever we find ourselves, to allow ourselves to connect with the essence of that spot. So if you happen to go out on a walk, if you normally live in a city and you go out on a walk and something grabs your attention from nature, be it a bush in someone's garden that you walk past, a pansy that's sitting in a pot, or a tree that you happen to find yourself sitting under, there is a reason for that. There is a reason that you've noticed it. And the simplicity of nature is that nature has called you to say, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is you experience, that has an energy structure to it. I can help you. Just allow me to help you. Mm-hmm. That is the profoundness of nature and also the simplicity of nature. And all you have to do is put a little glass of water or a bottle of water in that location, allow nature to do its job, drink the water, and there you are. That in itself is quantum science, and that to me, only some 18 years ago, I would have laughed at you and walked away thinking, nope, that's impossible, don't know what you're talking about, you're completely mad.
And what I love too is that all of nature is equally able to speak to us in that way, because I think there is and has been a lot of feeling out there that in order to make essences we need to live in a very pure place, you know, where there's, you know, sacred land and no cars and, you know, no people and all this kind of thing. But actually, if we live in a city, the tree that you walk past every day to work,
yes,
could be and probably is that messenger.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
It's just as profound as taking ourselves off to a place which is untouched, which is also an extraordinary experience, but it's just allowing nature to be part of us wherever we are.
Yes. Wherever nature is, you know, the mind of nature is connected. So wherever nature exists, that sacredness of some faraway distant place exists. It's one and the same. That's the quantum nature of reality, of wormholes, of things overlapping. So you know, science is showing us that anything's possible. So to me, this is now a reality. It's not even a possibility, it's a reality, and it's how I see life, it's what I know is life. And the beauty of it is that the scientific world is now beginning to show us that these things that were once impossible, as I said earlier, are now possible through great scientific minds. And there is a melding, there's a coming together of everything on the planet. So little pockets of things happening are actually all coming together.
So for anybody listening right now who I feel has been sparked by the spark that sparked you at the beginning of your journey, what could anybody do right now, whether they understand what you're saying fully because they are essence people or have some knowledge or maybe in a skeptical place? Could you give us all a practical tip that we could all now go and begin this journey wherever we're at? Something we could do right now.
Right now, I feel the simplicity of something right now is using the vehicle of water to connect with nature. If we can, if we could look underneath the surface of our planet, there are, you know, our trees, our plants, our grass, there's these amazing root systems that go into the earth, so that that connects everything. Everything is connected throughout our earth and under the surface, and we walk on the surface of our earth, so we are connected to those connections. So I feel a simple tip is, wherever you find yourself, is simply to take a glass of water. Just look out for a spot that calls out to you. Take a glass of water. Go and sit with your water and allow nature to do its job. Nature knows what we all need. Nature knows what you will need, because only you know what you're going through, only you know what challenges you're experiencing, and only you know what that feels like. And your own inner nature will guide you to the frequency in nature that can help you rebalance and dissolve interfering patterns that are stopping you being your own essence and feeling your own essence. So simply take a glass of water. It might be that you live out in the country, so you can take it out into your garden, down by a river, out into a field, but it might be that you live in a city, so go and find a piece of grass, a flower, a tree, even a rock, anything, and spend some time with it and allow it to imprint in water and drink the water. Your mind might well say, nothing's happening, how can that be possible? There are lots of wonderful people that you can go and explore in terms of mind-body, people who've pioneered mind-body science and the new science and quantum science, and you just have to Google that on the internet to start looking outside the horizons of your mind to explore new horizons of science. So you can do that on the internet, but go out into nature just to allow the essence of nature to give you very simply some support and some love for what you need now.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you so much for sharing everything today. It's really lovely to talk to, as I said at the beginning, a kindred spirit, and also somebody that's willing to share honestly and openly your journey, which is extraordinary. I love to hear it. So can you tell everybody how they can find out how to get in touch with you and to find out more about you?
Thank you, Sarah. It's my great, great joy to talk and to share. So thank you for inviting me in the first place. I have a website, which is www.shelleysishton.com. Would you like me to spell that?
It's a good idea, yes.
Okay. It is Shelley, as in Shelley, and Sishton is S for sugar, I, S for sugar, Hton dot
Brilliant.
com. And my website is actually in transition at the moment, but it's a place that you can get in touch with me, because after 7 years of running our country retreat and doing life coaching and one-to-one practice, I now find myself guided to focus on some writing projects at the moment, and also there are some new projects on the horizon about taking essences out into the world on a global scale. So I know we share ideas on that basis, Sarah. So there's some
Absolutely,
things that
yes.
I'm working on that will be announced on the website quite soon, but you can certainly get in touch with me through the website.
Brilliant. Wonderful. Well, I look forward to seeing it all unfold for you and for the essence world in general. It's really exciting times that we're living in. So exciting.
I couldn't agree more. Exciting and fun.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Fun,
Yeah.
fun, fun. So thank you so much, Sarah. It's always a
Thank
joy to speak
you
with you.
very, very, very much, Shelley. Many blessings on all that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.